Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Well, callous handling of information, targeted sabotage, and hacking for businesses' sensitive data poses a significant potential threat. If it falls into the wrong hands, the financial losses and damage to a company's reputation can be huge.
Well, HEMA, the world's leading independent provider of smart safety solutions for industrial applications, shares how many security breaches can be avoided if enterprises only foster a culture of security that makes employees more conscious of the risks. We're going to speak to Freedom Best, the VP of Asia Pacific at HEMA Group, on why a culture of security is so crucial. Good evening to you, sir. Why are impersonation and social engineering so dangerous compared to, well, more computer-assisted and sophisticated hacking methods?
Well, social engineering, it's psychological manipulation to trick the users to make security mistakes or to give away sensitive data. Mm-hmm. By this, the hackers bypass the company's IT solutions to make the system more robust and secure. Mm. So they go into the IT systems through the employees. To give you an example, it takes a hacker maybe 2 minutes to call a user, an employee, to ask him if he can help him to click on a website because he's from the company's IT, and these are situations which have happened. So then he's already in the system.
Goodness, scary.
Right. There should be a secret verbal code.
what are your recommendations to creating a security corporate culture?
So security corporate culture needs an environment where the employees knows what is their role, their responsibilities, and also the awareness about this fraud. And today, most of the companies, and from a survey, 4,800 enterprises, they believe, only 5% believe that they have no gap in the security culture, 5%. And one-third sees that they have serious gaps there. Mm. So how to create this culture? You need at first KPIs to see from where you start and how you improve. The second part is you need policies and procedures in place so that this really can be implemented in the day-by-day work for the employees.
All right. Correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of employees will think that, you know, if you're working in the corporate world, everything in the system is very secure. Therefore, if we want to try something, if we want to open up a suspicious link, for example, in an email, the system would be able to detect this.
Mm. It should be in this way, but it's technically a solutions. If you are a user and you will be contacted by someone and you think even, oh, he's from my company because the telephone number indicates it's from my company. Mm. Maybe the email address is showing he's from my company. Mm. And it's maybe not with the first contact that you will be requested to do something actively. But over the time, this is the social engineering, you are feel confident and then you think, okay, here I open this link or I disclose this.
Or if I open this link in the office environment, everyone would think it's more secure than if I open this on my mobile handset or at home. So
and that's another threat. It's this bring your own device in the companies. It's you need a lot of procedures and training bring to the people how to use it, where to be aware that it's scaring, it's maybe not secure. Mm-hmm. And so this is a part which is the weakest link we as an employee, as a user.
So would you say that training is ineffective in ensuring employees have that security culture?
Training can be effective, but what we see is 80% of these trainings about security are online trainings. Mm. So it's even not hands-on or face-to-face trainings. And maybe it's in a frequency of once a year. It should be maybe our recommendation is once a quarter. Is it related to your standard operating procedures or is it very generic? So these all things needs to improve. And companies who implemented this quarterly trainings for new employees, if you get a new device, these are all recommendations. If you follow this, then you create this culture of security in your corporation.
So something like a fire drill, should the IT department be sending suspicious links and see what the employees will do with it?
This is one way. Companies request from external ones to try to come in. Mm-hmm. The other, we are coming from the safety part in companies. So we are delivering safety equipment. Where we have good experience with our customers is in simulations. The so-called operator training simulations is where you simulate an incident, for instance. And here you can simulate what is when someone hacks in a network, how when the network goes down, how can you power off the network, how can you restart it again, what is your emergency response plan, whom you have to contact for what. This you can simulate, and this helps a lot because this is much better than just an online training.
Okay. Well, talking about simulation, what about bigger corporations like industrial corporations? I mean, obviously, security culture is far more important.
Right. It's when you talk about industrial companies in the industry which have manufacturing or even they have an impact with very hazard manufacturing, the risk is very high. If something is manipulated, and we saw examples where like a power grid, a power company in Ukraine was hacked 2015, and from outside was manipulated that more than 2,000 residential households were off from the net.
Also, they were powerless.
So that was really a huge impact then, and took them a while to bring this back. So they were for a few hours off the grid, off the net. And this was with an outside attack. And this is where you see what the impact is. The other is if you have industries where really critical production is ongoing and you don't have it anymore under control.
What other critical infrastructures would you say is out there apart from a power plant?
So everything related to energy, where you are dealing with hazard materials,
right.
If it is in a chemical industry or in even oil and gas, can be happened, where a process is ongoing and you need to have it under control. If you don't have it under control, it runs out and it's a runaway situation then. So that's the risk is very high, and that's why you have to put a lot of measures in there, technically and of the security culture.
Right, right. Well, obviously, we're moving into a world of AI and robotics now. So what are the better systems to replace the haphazard and lackluster security awareness of our employees?
Yeah. So we are, on our side, we are developing hardware and software solutions for safety and security. It's we have to put a lot of measurements in and can implement the solutions. But still, it needs humans to be act as an operator or someone who install the systems, engineers. So these are still where we need to put emphasis on this, to train them, to have them in this security culture that they really know how to act in this. They are still there. AI maybe can help to identify patterns in employees will be contacted in a communication and so on. Is it the final solution? Maybe it's a combination of both to have the right technical solution and the right awareness and culture in the company for security.
Yep. Employees just have to think first before they do anything when they see something. All right. Thank you very much, Freedom. Freedom Bess is VP of Asia Pacific at HEMA Group.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.